3. Upper Paradise. On Upper Paradise there are three grand spheres of activity: the Deity Presence, the Most Holy Sphere, and the Holy Area. The vast region immediately surrounding the presence of the deities is set aside as the Most Holy Sphere and is reserved for the functions of worship, trinitization, and high spiritual attainment. There are no material structures nor purely intellectual creations in this zone. They could not exist there. It is useless for me to undertake to portray to the human mind the divine nature and the beauteous grandeur of the Most Holy Sphere of Paradise. This realm is wholly spiritual, and you are almost wholly material. A purely spiritual reality is, to a purely material being, apparently non-existent. While there are no physical materializations in the area of the Most Holy, there are abundant souvenirs of your material days in the Holy Land sectors and still more in the reminiscent historic areas of peripheral paradise. The Holy Area, the outlying or residential region, is divided into seven concentric zones. Paradise is sometimes called the Father's house since it is His eternal residence. And these seven zones are often designated the Father's Paradise Mansions. The inner or first zone is occupied by Paradise citizens and the natives of Havona who may chance to be dwelling on Paradise. The next or second zone is the residential area of the natives of the seven superuniverses of time and space. This second zone is in part subdivided into seven immense divisions: the Paradise home of the spirit beings and ascendant creatures who hail from the universes of evolutionary progression. Each of these sectors is exclusively dedicated to the welfare and advancement of the personalities of a single superuniverse, but these facilities are almost infinitely beyond the requirements of the present seven superuniverses. Each of the seven sectors of Paradise is subdivided into residential units suitable for the lodgment headquarters of 1 billion glorified individual working groups. 1,000 of these units constitute a division. 100,000 divisions equal one congregation. 10 million congregations constitute an assembly. 1 billion assemblies make one grand unit. And this ascending series continues through the second grand unit, the third, and so on to the seventh grand unit. And seven of the grand units make up the master units, and seven of the master units constitute a superior unit, and thus by sevens the ascending series expands through the superior, super-superior, celestial, super-celestial, to the supreme units. But even this does not utilize all the space available. This staggering number of residential designations on Paradise, a number beyond your concept, occupies considerably less than 1% of the assigned area of the Holy Land. There is still plenty of room for those who are on their way inward, even for those who shall not start the paradise climb until the times of the eternal future.